Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Government doesn't care about you or your children or your rights or your welfare or your safety. It simply doesn't give a fuck about you. It's interested in its own power. That's the only thing, keeping it and expanding it wherever possible. Personally, when it comes to rights, I think one of two things is true. I think either we have unlimited rights or we have no rights at all. Personally, I lean toward unlimited rights. I feel, for instance, I have the right to do anything I please. But if I do something you don't like, I think you have the right to kill me. So where are you going to find a fairer fucking deal than that? So the next time some asshole says, gee, I have a right to my opinion, you say, oh yeah, well, I have a right to my opinion, and my opinion is you have no right to your opinion. Then shoot the fuck and walk away. Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck. Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact,
did not even leave the house on election day. I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
Yeah, the late, great George Carlin. Yeah, that guy was, he was funny about it. He was funny about it, but he was on the money. He was really on the money. These elections, they're fake, for one, and for two, the puppet politicians are already set in place by whoever they lobby for. Look up Super PAC. Look up lobbyists. Look up, you know what I'm saying, some of these politicians and these big corporations, and see exactly who they were affiliated with. Like, for example, Hillary Clinton affiliated with Walmart. Donald Trump, a fucking billionaire. Ted Cruz. I mean, look at all the money behind Ted Cruz. Look, every single one of these candidates is backed by somebody with some type of special interest that is going to work for them, not you or I, or our parents, or our grandparents, or our children. But tell that to your average American. This episode 137, Church Reality, fake elections with puppet politicians. And that's what we got. Think about it. On one side, you got a reality TV star. The other side, you got fucking Hillary Clinton. Both of them are just fucking awful. Those are the two front runners, so to speak. There's nobody in the independent sector. I was kind of hoping somebody would pop up in there, but then again, even if someone did come in from the independent sector and won, do you think they would fucking last long? Do you think they wouldn't get assassinated or impeached on some bullshit charges? You know, I mean, this shit is too corrupt, and if you're blind, you're not going to pay attention to it. Like George Carlin said, he says you're going to take your credit card out of your fanny pack. Obviously, it was in the early 90s for those of you that actually wore those fucking things. But he says he's going to take your credit card out and buy yourself sneakers that light up. Basically, what he was speaking on is the American disease. I mean, it's in other countries, but it's mainly in America. It's called materialism. Materialism is not only caused homicides, but it's also slavery. People around the world, mainly children, make up the majority of the clothes that we wear, the majority of the, shit. Everything from fucking soccer balls to your iPad, is made. Cocoa, for example, is harvested by children. Slave rings. We talked about this on the show before, too. Shit. I know I let somebody on the board. I'm sorry. Forgive me for going on and on. But welcome to the show. What's your take on these elections?
Hey, this is Mook. Perez, what's happening?
Man, Mook. How you been, brother?
Man, I've been good. Been paying attention to all this bullshit that's taking place, man. That's what I've been doing.
Fucked up.
Hey, listen, you know what, though? There is a bright side to everything that's taking place right now. Because, I will say this because I've exercised this right before, Chris. To anybody that's listening, if you have a complaint, now is the time to complain. And this is what I mean, Chris. We know that the people that work in Washington, D.C., don't have anything to do with what the hell is going to change in your neighborhood and in my neighborhood. But there are some people that work for us locally that in times...
Hey, Mook, you there? Mook, hit the line again. Your call dropped. Whenever we have one of these shows that goes after the politicians, we usually have problems on the board. I don't know why. Maybe it's the title, Fake Elections and Puppet Politicians. There's Mook. Let me let you back on. Yeah, Mook.
See, there go that shit again.
Every time, I'm telling you. But
every time, man.
Continue with what you were saying, Mook.
This is what I was saying, man. To the people that work in Washington, D.C., there's nothing that they're going to do that's going to change what takes place in your neighborhood or what takes place in my neighborhood. But there are local officials. There are local officials that actually respond to the complaints of citizens during this time of year. So to everybody that live in these cities that are very impoverished and you're not satisfied with the minimum wage, what you do is you get online and you find out who is your local representative, who works the district for your congressman, who works the district for your senator, and you voice your complaints. You understand what I'm saying? And what I'm saying by voicing the complaints, some of these people you can email. They'll get back at you within the next 2 weeks. Their staff will get back at you. Some of these cities, they have local offices that work 8 hours a day, every day. But because we pay so close attention to what's taking place in Washington, D.C., we don't know who the hell is working for us locally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ask that question to the people that you come in contact with tomorrow. You know what I mean, Prince? So that's my point, man. My point is to make the folk that actually try to make a difference. Those are the people that work for you locally. The people that try to act as if they give a damn about, you know, people that live in Chicago and different places.
You're 100%. Let me just speak on that real quick. You're 100% correct. If you can find a representative that actually has some pull that's actually doing good. Elaine was speaking about one that she was talking to, and it was actually helping her and the things she was doing. Oh yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, as a whole, the majority of these senators, the majority of these congressmen, these lifers, so to speak, these motherfuckers like Mitch McConnell and Who's the dude that was McCain, Mitt fucking Romney, Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond, he was in the KKK, or he was affiliated with the KKK. A lot of people don't even know that.
Yeah.
And that dude was
I can tell you this. South Carolina.
In there until he was 90.
Yeah.
Say what, Mook?
I said South Carolina knows he was their representative at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That motherfucker was there like Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, hey man, I'm with you. I'm behind you 100%. But I will say this again, Perez. Even though you got the bullshit taking place right now, you also got the opportunity to try to get some stuff done. Because you can fool some people sometimes. You can't fool all of the people all the time. I just understand.
But
that when you got problems at your level, you have to deal with the people that's at your level. Nobody in Washington, D.C. is going to do a damn thing for what we got going on where we live.
Definitely. What's going on with the presidential race is a big farce. It's they're using it as entertainment shock value, and they're creating
most definitely
a hostile, hateful environment around the country. What they're doing is they're dividing people. They're creating animosity, hate. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get everybody to fucking. Oh, there we go again with that bullshit.
Hello?
Hold on. You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, man.
There's a horrible fucking echo.
I can hear that shit.
You hear me?
I can hear the echo. Echo's gone, I guess.
Moose.
Huh?
Moose.
Yeah.
I think it's your line, Moose.
I think it's your line, Moose.
Hold on, man. Let me see what the hell's going on. How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, okay.
No, it's not. No, what it's doing, it, for some reason, your line is giving me an echo. Hear that?
Echo.
Wow.
It's faint.
Wow.
You don't have it, though. We can't hear an echo from you. It's just from trying to talk,
Man, I don't know.
I can hear it from myself.
You get six year echo with me? See, man, they tap
me. Not with you. I hear from me and Press.
I think they classify me as a domestic terrorist, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Look, I don't want to fuck the show up, man, and I ain't got another one to call you from right now.
Okay, for sure. Definitely, man. You're adding to the show, Mook. Fuck the phone. What I was saying is this whole election is just a big farce. It's ridiculous.
Man, wait until the summertime.
People get so angry, so upset, and they're passionate about it, too. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you that stupid to think that Trump or Hillary, who both have track records of doing really fucked up shit, are going to look out for anyone other than the big business interests that they're aligned with?
You're right, man.
Unfortunately.
I mean, bro, you think it's bad now. Wait until the summertime. You know what I mean? Wait until August, September, when it's getting close to when, you know, everything's about to go down. Man,
yeah.
I don't know why, you know, people would pay so close attention to it. And I mean, dude, I'm telling you, this is barbershop conversation. And I shut them dudes down when I asked them. I said, hey, where is the congressman's local office at? No one could answer the question. I said, y'all concerned about Washington, D.C.? I said, when the people of Washington, D.C. are no longer starving, when there's no longer a homeless situation in D.C., when there's no longer an employment situation in D.C., then I'll start paying attention to the people in D.C. Because you can't tell me about what you're going to fix at my home when I see the shit at your home. As powerful as the President of the United States is, you ever been in D.C., dude? Two blocks away from the White House, you got people sleeping on the corner. You know what I'm saying? So how in the hell are you going to try to convince me that you have my best interests and the best in mind and all the other people that are working trying to chase this American dream? I don't believe that shit, man. I don't believe it. Like I say all the time, you can only control what takes place under your roof. So if you got a complaint right now and it's legitimate and you think that you can get an ear, get about 5 or 10 people with you, go to your local congressman with the same complaint and make these crooked bastards earn their money. That's my thought process. Yo.
Everybody still there?
Yeah.
I thought somebody. I thought somebody was typing what the fuck I was saying.
I'm sitting here talking, and the fucking thing's muted. But that's because I'm fucking. Yeah, but anyway, this fucking election sucks dick. I ain't voting. Are you guys voting?
All
you guys can disclose your personal information if you don't want to, but I'm just, you know.
I'm voting for myself. I'm serious.
Fucking picking others.
I'm going to go to the poll.
I'm vote
for real.
For you.
I'm going to the poll and I'm voting for myself. Because I'm going to exercise my right to vote, but I'm going to vote for myself. I'm writing my name
on
the ballot.
What would it take to run for president? I mean, what do you got to do to run as an independent? Because I think one of you two should run.
I think you got to sell your soul and just betray yourself to run. You got to be a certain level of evil to be in politics, man.
You got to get a certain amount of signatures or what?
I don't know, man. I forgot. I know you got to be 35. There's a checklist of what you know what you kind of go through, but.
But, I mean, you want to be real, man. Sometimes you just got to be popular enough. And that's the thing that everybody's avoiding. I mean, you know, the people that get their news off of Facebook and Twitter, they don't give a damn about what Trump is saying. All they know is Trump is the most famous person that's running right now. And if they have a say-so, they're going to vote for him. And shit going to get crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I try to flip the coin also, too. I mean, but what if he has in mind to get rid of the laziness that we done, you know, kind of gravitated towards in the country? Let's take a look at it like this, Prince. How many women that you know don't work and just live off of their children's child support, Section 8, and welfare?
There's tons of them out there.
Okay, now, this is my point. Now, there are some people in this country that genuinely need that assistance. But you have a boatload of people that abuse that assistance. I mean, of course. I got some hiccups with child support myself. And I think I have a solution to the problem, but I mean, maybe it's because I'm the paying parent and not the parent receiving any funds. This is my thing, man. I believe that when it comes to child support, it should come on a card, just like EBT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could use that card at the school. You can use that card at the grocery store. You can use that card at the light company. You understand what I'm saying? But if you are waiting on a child support payment to pay rent and to pay car note and all that other nonsense, it don't sound to me like you're a fit parent. Because as an adult, you're supposed to be able to provide a roof over your own goddamn head. If you're relying on child support to keep a roof over your head, then the child's with the wrong parent.
Yeah, that's a lot of times, almost always, the child winds up with the mother. They said that the mother could have one can of green beans in her cupboard, and it's considered to be enough food. And
okay,
you could have a whole house full of food, and they, you know, it doesn't even matter.
That's not fair. Now flip the coin. Now let's go a little further. Even with that being said, now the state is tracking what the hell you pay towards the maintenance of that child on a monthly basis. And at the end of the year, when it is time to do taxes, you cannot claim that child because you're not the custodial parent. That's not fair. See what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of shit I would address if I was in that arena. And that's just one facet of it. So I'm saying, what if I can't say Donald Trump, because I gotta say somebody. Let's say that we had a candidate that was in his particular position but didn't have his mentality towards everybody else. Let's say that we got a guy that has a boatload of money, has his own agenda because he doesn't need anybody else's money. He's speaking his own thoughts, and he wants to eliminate some of this laziness that's taking place. He wants to eliminate some of this bullshit that's taking place. I mean, if there was a guy in place,
like a Ron Paul
Trump's
type
money,
of guy.
I don't know if he's the perfect candidate either. But I mean, would you want a business? If you had a small business, you would want a businessman to back you. You got what I'm saying? If it comes to government funding, you would want somebody in that arena to back you. I'm going to be real with you. You know, since I've done all this time in the military, I feel like the president should have to do some goddamn time in the military. If you ain't never got your ass blown off, shot at, or none of that other shit, it's easy for you to sit in your office and say, I'm going to send 100,000 troops over here for how many other months?
Guys with little Pau Mau fans.
Yeah.
They worked a day in their life.
you got what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yes,
hey, they would not vote for me because I'm too common sense. And they'll say in a minute, oh, no, he can't. We can't vote him in. He don't like money. Because the name of the game is money. And contrary to what everybody believes, you got to kill people to make money. Meaning that every president wants to go to war. Every president wants to go to war. Do not get it twisted, because it generates money. Some people got to die, but shit, they killing two birds with one stone. They regulating the goddamn they regulating population control, and they're making money.
Through fear, through violence.
They won't vote for Moot.
War, like you said, war is a big money making machine. Halliburton, all that stuff, and unfortunately, good folks like yourself are caught up in it. Kids.
Well, I got about 4 months to retirement, man. So I'm about to hang up my shit. I'm about done.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's some stuff. How long you been doing it?
Man, it'll be 20 years.
20 years.
It'll be 20 years, bro. Yeah. And now the other fight is me telling the VA, hey, I didn't come in like this, and they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. Okay. I can't even have that type of conversation over the phone like this, Prayer. You know what I mean? Because as you can tell, I'm already being tapped. So, but I mean, that's some other shit, man. Those will be the issues that I address if I was a candidate. But like I said, man.
Oh yeah, there shouldn't be.
Come too real with.
I mean, there's homeless VAs. I saw a guy the other day. He was talking to me. He's a Vietnam vet. He was telling me that his back is just destroyed. They won't give him any medicine or nothing.
Mm-hmm. You have people that run into that. You have a lot of people that run into that, man. I got neighbors right now,
just
man.
Gotta live in pain.
You know, I mean, and what do? When they can't get their prescription drugs, they go get street drugs. And then they lock these guys up for possession. You
or
know
they
what I mean?
Get that
dude,
fucking
I'm telling
bottle.
You, or whatever they can find. Hit the bottle, start smoking crack. Start doing damn, what the hell did, what's the dude name, man, that damn ate his girlfriend and went to jail for cannibalism? The fucking rapper from Texas.
Big Lurch.
Big Lurch.
Yeah.
You feel me? Lurch said he damn broke his neck in a car accident and started using PCP as a pain reliever because the medication that they put him on didn't do anything. Now, if he broke his neck in a car accident, man, I got a neighbor that's been blown up 3 times. If this man doesn't get his pain meds, or if his body builds up an immunity to the pain meds, what do you think he's going to do?
Oh, yeah.
But these are the people that put their lives on the line for our American government, man. They don't, man, they don't want me running for no president. They ain't going to put no camera in my face. They ain't going to put no microphone in front of my mouth. Because I can guarantee
you
they're going to
assassinate me. You know who actually chooses the President of the United States?
Who, the Electoral College? Who?
No. A man named Evelyn. Evelyn Rothschild. And another man named David Rockefeller. Those are the two. Now, the Rothschild, they've been funding wars for fucking centuries. I remember they funded, I was hearing that they funded Napoleon and they funded the English. So it was like a game of chess. It's like a big fucking game of chess, but with real people. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these wars, they're sending guys like yourself to go over there and get their heads blown off. And you got these two cocksuckers sitting at the top of the mountain laughing about it. It's horrible. It's fucking wrong. But they're the ones.
Well, that's the game they play, man.
Who the president is. Now Barack Obama, he's getting ready to leave. But who's going to get in? I don't know. I don't think Trump's going to have a chance. They're shutting him down on the highways. And he is saying, just like you said, some of the craziest shit. Some things he says he's right on the money when he's talking about the politicians in Washington, even though he's a billionaire himself who's funded most of these politicians. That's where I pull his Trump card, because he's talking about how crooked these politicians are and how they take money. Oh, I'm not going to take no money. I got money of my own. But he's backed several of these politicians, including Hillary Clinton. His daughter and her daughter are best friends.
Wow. Well, hey, man, he
don't understand.
Well,
they don't see the connection. They don't.
With that being said,
they're cousins too, ain't they? I'm reading they was fucking cousins anyway, man. Hillary and fucking Donald Trump, like they're distant cousins.
Y'all just told me his purpose for being there. He's there to curb votes for her.
Done deal. Of course, exactly. Because
I didn't know that, man.
The American public will never vote her in without. You need a vile motherfucker, a Hitler-like type guy, which the media has betrayed him as. To run up against her, because that's the only way she's going to win. And once she gets in the office, manhood, as we know it, is fucking gone. And you saw J.S. Rock
fucking
with his coke snorting blowjob ass in the back of a limo fuck shit up and made it the whole world gay. Wait till Hillary gets it. This bull dagger is going to get in there and really fucking Rosie O'Donnell shit up. It's going to be fucking horrible.
No, the fucked up thing, too, about that, Fred, I told you this on Facebook, it's going to be the ripple effect after she wins, because after she wins, man, all these fucking feminists who are in power now, and they're passing on stupid laws about, you know, safe spaces, and you can't really criticize them. Once Hillary gets up there in power, now they see one of their own up there, and boy, are their stupid laws going to start rolling in left and right. It's going to be amazing what they're going to get away with now, so... We can look forward to that shit. She's going to fucking stir up the goddamn hen's nest.
Yeah. The shit is, it's crazy. They're going to have, they're going to do is they're going to have a situation where you have, Mook, I'm just going to mute you for 1 second, but you're going to have a situation where you have a whole generation of people, they don't know what the fuck they are. You know what I mean? Because they're actually they're pushing genderification classes where they have, I think, almost 100 different fucking gender titles. Now, when I was growing up, you had man and woman. That's
what you were born with.
Yeah. Man or woman.
I don't understand that shit. I don't. Man, you know what? I stopped trying to even waste my energy on that shit, man. I mean,
but that's the agenda, though, Mook. That's what they're doing, because you look at it, you think about the bigger picture, right? They got everybody fighting right now. They got everybody at odds with each other. Meanwhile, they're creating this whole new sub-humanoid that's half fucking man, half woman, all confused. And that's what the next generation is going to be. You have these. I see it right now. I see the pic of my friends. You know, some of my friends might post pictures of their kids, and I see the ridiculous clothes they're putting them in. They already got them turned out. They already got them looking like fucking sissies. And it's just horrible. It's just horrible.
I think that us as parents, we just going to have to do some real goddamn parenting, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know that when a boy has a good man in his life, he has a tendency to follow that man. You know what I mean? My old man is 40 years older than me. So I wasn't going to get no, it's okay to damn act like a girl type shit in my house. That was not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, I'm from the South. And in the wintertime, just because it was some manish shit to do, my daddy had me chopping wood. We don't have no fucking weather where you should be chopping wood. But that was just the manly damn thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So I don't raise my children to like when there's issues with my daughters, my wife handle that shit. When it comes to issues with my boys, I handle that shit. So there's no type of cross-contamination of anything. So, I mean, we got to hold the feet to the fire to these damn crazy-ass women that want to think that it's cool to dress these boys to look like girls. That's who the hell we need to be attacking, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. Dude, it's going to come down to what the hell we're doing in our households, man. Because if we allow these children to pay attention to what the hell is taking place on TV, if we allow our goddamn women that don't do shit but engage in fucking reality TV. We gonna catch hell, and they gonna kill us off, and our boys gonna be faggots, and our girls are gonna be whatever the fuck they are when they gay. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
well,
dude,
fucking Willow. Boy, those two kids,
you know,
are fucking sample freaks, man. Jesus,
they literally switch roles. It's like,
well,
one day,
yeah,
like, hey sis, I'm gonna
be
you.
Example of terrible
parenting,
man, right there. That's a perfect example.
But you look at the
parents.
Look at the role of Will Smith. He's the femme, and Jada, she's always been fucking butch. You know, she was always a badass bitch, right? And Will was always,
yeah, all the time.
Right? He always had that hop in his step, you know, fucking weird and silly. Come on, man. Look at the kids. Perfect example. First movie that motherfucker was in was Six Degrees of Separation. By fucking Donald Sutherland's kid or something like that. I mean, come
oh,
on.
Boy,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Jada was, what was it? She's the queen of what the fuck?
You
were
the spokesman.
Set it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look at that shit. I mean, those are just movies, but it's not a coincidence when they are feminine and masculine and the kids are like that.
Man, you know,
yeah,
what? I done got past just calling them shits movies, Prez, because, I mean, them motherfuckers work entirely. They work so much. Like, come on, man. They be on set 18, 20 hours a day. You mean to tell me for 18 to 20 hours a day, for 6 to 8 months at a time while you're shooting this movie and you're playing this role of someone gay? Come on, man. You got what's that boy's name from Boys in the Hood? Cuba Gooden saying that his head is fucked up now because he's been playing O.J. Simpson for so long. Sooner or later, some of these roles are going to start to become these people's personality, man. So I'm not blaming it on the movie anymore. For Tifa to play, you seen Belle when she played the old blues singer? She kissing on women more in that movie than she did in Set It Off.
Yeah, yeah.
And she showed nasty titties in that movie too, man. Oh my God, dude, listen, there's a part of that movie that if you see, you better make sure you're not eating, dude. I'm telling you now. Because when she is sitting in the mirror.
Whose titties was it?
Queen Latifah's, dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I can't imagine. Come on, man.
Dude, you think I'm sick? I'm not bullshit.
You got to gross out our listeners now. You got to describe the area.
Oh, really?
Y'all got to see this shit. Dude, nobody warned me. I'm warning y'all, at least. I'm warning y'all. But you got to
see nipple
this
and everything, man. Full on, man.
Dude, I'm talking about you see everything. Listen, she got a shot. The only thing you don't see, the only thing you do not see is her crotch. She has a full, I would say it's a half funnel because she's sitting down. But, dude, I'm talking about flabby stomach, sagging titties, and I don't know how old she is, man, but, dude, there's no sex appeal about that shit whatsoever, man. I got caught off guard, and I think I was eating some cereal. I spit that shit all over my damn carpet. I had to clean my carpet for like an hour. So, yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong?
I just can't. I'm just saying, man, for them to be on set for 18 to 20 hours and playing these roles, that shit starts to become their personality, man. I don't believe all that bullshit.
Yeah, that's not right. Here goes. it's horrible.
Prez, go ahead, man. You might as well Google this shit right now, dude. You need to Google that.
It's already
in the
Google inbox.
I'll take a look.
I just
sent
him a picture.
It looks like
just Queen Latifah's titties.
I'm just gonna Google Queen.
Fucking horrible, man. Look at that shit.
Do you see it? You got a picture of Prez? I can see. It's right here.
Yeah, it's in your inbox.
In your gander. Let me see these fucking awful tits.
Good thing that table is there. You didn't see that shag.
Oh, come on, man.
Big hair.
Why? She
looks
like cockeyed, man. That's fucking awful. She got a cockeyed
titty. She's
like Debo's eyes. I'm going to try to look at this.
You can fist her belly button. Jesus Christ.
She looks like Kamala. Remember Kamala from the WWF? Used to paint his body.
I'm not going
to
be voting for her this time.
Wakandan giant.
Well, I guess.
Hey, thanks for the visual. That's the worst thing I saw in a minute.
Yeah, Mook.
I gotta share this.
Now, what's that from? That movie with.
It's a movie called Bell. It's a movie called Bell. B E L L E. Yes. I mean, it's a great movie, man. Good, real good movie. But I did not want to see that part right there. I did not expect that shit, man.
Yeah, that definitely was a shocker.
Great movie though. I mean, she got a cute ass, she got a cute girlfriend.
Oh no!
I don't know. Listen, there's no, hey man, I don't know, man. I mean, if you check her history, she got a real crazy history, man. You know what I'm saying?
She She was shot, wasn't she?
I don't know about this part. I don't know, man. And like I said, what I heard wasn't official. Somebody told me she'd been kind of like feeling pussy since 12 years old or something like that. So, I mean,
well, Tyler Perry's uncle touched his booty when he was hanging up a birdhouse.
Yeah.
And he climbed up on the ladder.
Had him fixed in a birdhouse, and he nailed him.
What?
Yeah. He was on... Oprah, I read an article that his first sexual encounter occurred with his uncle.
That don't surprise me, man. Anybody that's that comfortable as a woman, that shit don't surprise. Don't surprise.
That dude, he's in that role all the time. He's made, what, about 10 of those fucking movies? And like you said, he's comfortable as hell in that fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if you look, man, the first time I ever seen one of those plays, like before he really started getting the money behind him, I was like, okay, that's just a big ass old woman. He's like, that's a man. I was like, okay, I believe you, but why? He's a good ass actor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm different. I mean, people can do whatever the hell they want to do, man. Whoever the fuck you want to have sex with, that's your business. But when you start to push that shit upon my children and tell my children that, hey, it's okay for you to do this. Hey, kiss my ass, man. Let me raise my kids like how I want to raise my kids. Don't try to poison them with some bullshit. I'm sending them to school to learn basic education to be able to survive in life. Don't be trying to change my children's damn gender. That ain't none of your business.
Yeah. They throw that in the mix in the middle of. Think about this.
Come on.
Your child reaches the teenage years. They're going through puberty, all these things going through their mind. Their body's changing, their mind's changing. Then they get a course all about gender.
Right.
So their mind naturally is already going through all these different changes. Now they're going to start to think, maybe I'm this gender. Maybe I do kind of classify with that a little bit more. That is three attributes that I have. So what they're essentially doing is they're trying to mind rape our children into this.
Prez, I don't put nothing past.
Horrible.
They got it on TV. I mean, come on, man. You've watched these cartoons lately?
Have you sat down with your children and watched cartoons? My only child, she's out of that stuff now. She's older. She's going to be a teenager here in May. So I got a whole set of other things I got to get ready to deal with.
Well, I will go into deep prayer for you, man, because you're going to need it. You're going to need that. You're going to need some books. You're going to need some guns. You're going to need some PTA meetings. You're going to need a lot of shit, for real.
Yeah,
so, man,
definitely. It's crazy, man.
I'm glad you said all that shit, because that brings me right back to the point that we initially addressed. Hey, man, get a group of people, have them to contact their local congressman. Hey, we do not want this in our school system.
Yeah.
See what he's saying?
Yeah, because we haven't heard none of these politicians address this shit. None of them.
At all.
at Remember all. How they were all against homosexuality? Like, even the gay ones, even the ones that was caught trying to solicit sex with underage boys in bathrooms, even the one that came out because he was caught, that Barney guy, they were all voting against homosexuality. Now homosexuality is not even an issue no more.
No, I think it's just normal.
Like I said, whoever they want to have sex with,
it's the norm now.
But
if you say anything against it, then you're the devil.
You're a bigot.
Yeah, they're comparing it to racism.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. So they're pretty much putting that fucking, they're putting butt fucking on the same level as a race. You can't do that.
That's retarded. That is retarded. But hey,
it's like a fetish.
They can fuck whoever they want to fuck.
Fucking pussy.
But don't try that shit with my children, man. Do not try to impose that shit on me. Like, dude, come on, man. Do you understand? I don't. Everybody has some sort of struggle on where they face a struggle of equality. That may take place on the job. That may take place in just different things that you try to involve yourself in. You know what I mean? But to say that your sexuality is an issue of civil rights is crazy to me. That shit is crazy to me, man. I mean, since when did what you do privately I have to accept publicly? That makes no damn sense to me, man.
You
I don't give a damn about your
in.
Sex life. Yeah, I don't. Why in the hell should I have to? Like, I keep going back to Michael Sam, bro, because I'm sitting there with three generations of my family. My daddy is 78, and I'm sitting there with my son. I'm like, oh man, turn on the draft. He turns the draft on, and we just so happen start looking at the draft 2 picks before Michael Sam get drafted. Now, I'm gonna tell you what I saw. Now, everybody know about him kissing his goddamn boyfriend and then licking fucking cake off his face. But what I did not see in the presence of Michael Sam and his boyfriend was the family support that every other player had. So obviously, there's some people that do not condone what you do. If you want me to respect your freedom of opinion, then respect my freedom of opinion. Your freedom of opinion is you choose to be gay. My freedom of opinion is me saying keep that gay shit away from me. You want me to respect yours, but the hell with mine. Kiss my ass, man. Come on, dude.
That's real shit.
I'm telling
you,
that's
something you do in pot. Like, come on. Like, all right. Now, what if there was a player?
I don't know how bad it is, man. I'm telling you, I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in the ground zero of all these faggots. Just
so you know
the
deal, sick.
Just go where the faggots. I'm telling you, when this gets widespread, y'all gonna feel the same pain I do, man. Because when gay pride happens, you're all forced to nobody. Because it's advertised like a holiday. Even on the fucking news, they show the parade like the fucking, you know, the 4th of July Macy's Day parade or some shit, right? It's on TV.
Come on, man.
And what it is, it's fucking the gayest. They celebrate their pride by putting assless pants on and fucking dry humping on giant dick floats and just being faggots.
That's
on TV
in front of children.
How in the hell is that equivalent
to
the country's
independence? It's the most obscene thing you ever saw. I'm talking about, you're talking about gimp suits, fucking leather masks and chaps and fucking apples in the mouth, just faggots. And they're just walking.
How is that equivalent to the country's independence? Why in the hell would they try to even view that on the same scale? That's crazy. That is crazy.
It's
so, all right, let me ask you this question, Six. So if another player who was straight was to get drafted and he celebrated by kissing his woman in the mouth and grabbing a handful of ass and acting like he was getting ready to fuck something because, hey, bitch, we rich in front of the camera, that every woman in America would have been like, oh, my God, that's so sexist, and there would have been a problem with the ESPN cameraman for keeping the camera on them for that shit. But that ESPN cameraman made sure that he kept the camera on Michael Sam and his boyfriend so long that he actually licked fucking cake icing off his face. My dad started cussing me out like, what the fuck you got me watching? I'm like, man, this is a draft.
That's horrible.
Like, I thought I've
been there, man.
My dad
won't even watch
this?
Wheel of Fortune no more. He's like, they've hit three of these motherfuckers out this week. I ain't watched this shit.
Oh, my God, man.
They're ruining everything, man. The thing is, they're forcing us to normalize it, man. Like, I can't accept this normal behavior. It's not.
So hey, if Donald Trump want to make America great again, then goddamn it, let's get back to regular family shit. Mama and daddy and babies. Let's get back to putting people to work.
Strong family,
you know what I mean?
Come on, man.
He want to make America great. You want to make America great, politicians? How about that? Stop infiltrating my household with this bullshit. Y'all putting all the attention on this bullshit, but want to neglect the fact that, okay, people out here committing crimes because the minimum wage is worth a damn, and everybody money fucked up. You don't want to address that. You want to look at the fact that these cops are out here shooting unarmed people. And you want to turn around and say it has nothing to do with our perception. It has to do with the cop's perception. Wait a minute. He understands that the person that he's dealing with is unarmed. He has a lethal weapon and a non-lethal weapon. There is a such thing called escalation of force. Come on, politicians, address these issues. They don't want to talk about that.
They're not talking
about
that at all.
Nope.
No. I haven't heard none of that shit.
So to everybody that's listening, let's address it. Let's make them address it, man. You got to, that's what I'm saying, prayers. You got to tell these people to talk to their local congressmen, the people that work in their districts, and the people that work in the districts for these senators. Attack them motherfuckers. Make them earn their money. We don't want the minimum wage to be $7.50 anymore. We can't survive around here on $7.50. Y'all don't change it. We come into y'all houses and taking your money.
That's the issue we need to be pushing. Career politicians, too. These, like we were talking about earlier, these guys have been in the office 30 fucking years. Get rid of them. No one should have power for that long amount of time. No way.
I understand. I'm behind you. I am behind you. Man, listen, you want to know the truth. These bastards can work in office for 2 years and walk home with 100% retirement pay.
Yeah.
You got people in the military that got to do 20 years and walk away with 50% retirement pay. That's if they don't die or go straight fucking crazy where they can't count before they get out.
I'll tell you what, man. A lot of guys that have been in the military been through horrific fucking experiments. And it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would not recommend. I mean, you had to join because you said you had, you know, it was an option for you.
Yeah.
But right now, I really don't recommend people joining because there's nothing but wars on the horizon.
Most definitely.
Afghanistan and Iraq was just the beginning. I mean, there's going to be much, much more. Probably stuff with Russia.
I don't know if Russia so much.
Let me
ask you this question, though, Chris. What would be the reason behind Russia? What does Russia have that the United States can profit from? That's the question that we got to ask. Because they're going to go someplace where they can profit. I mean, the Middle East makes sense. Because
the oil conflict. I thought Syria was going to be the starting point for that, but Russia recently pulled out of Syria. But we're still there. Russia, Putin, I thought he was going to back us out. So he's showing weakness.
Man, check this out, man. I was listening. You ever heard of Rabbi Finkelstein?
I heard of a few different Finkelsteins, but not Rabbi Finkelstein.
Check this out, man. Finkelstein said that sooner or later, they're going to pull the plug on the American dollar. And when they do so, the United States of America is no longer going to be a superpower. Now, if there's any truth to that, and this guy is a humongously rich Jewish guy, he would know more than I would. I was just listening to one of his radio interviews, and he went ahead and just spilled it. He just told, he said, listen, man, if you was to tell the public the truth, it would sound so appalling they wouldn't even believe it. He said, if I was to get on here and tell you all that we worship the devil, we sacrifice children, and drink their blood, you would not fucking believe me. And I'm telling you that we do.
Oof.
That shit just sounds so, that shit sounds so horror movie shit. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you what the man said verbatim. He said, listen, we're going to pull the plug on the American dollar. And when they pull the plug on the American dollar, there's some other country in the world that's going to be the all-leading, almighty, whatever the hell. And the world is going to function behind that. So with that being said, if the people in place in this country understands that that's going to take place, they're going to have to rule someplace where they have some sort of weight and some sort of play in this revenue thing. I only see that oil in the Middle East. You control all transportation if you control the oil.
Well, lithium, too.
Everything
we communicate with now is run on lithium. Everything.
You're absolutely correct.
You take away our means of communication. I mean, you take away our means of transportation and communication, we're fucked. Think about this. America, we're so dependent on so many different things. Imagine when the fucking power grid fails. Like
wow.
Six says it at max time, Thunderdome.
And the fucked up thing is, you know who's going to profit if the world does go into Mad Max thing, man? The majority of the population now isn't fit to fight nobody. We're talking about politics. These are a bunch of fucking, the majority is weaklings. They're not even trained to deal with the real harshness of anything anymore. So it's going to be whoever can wrestle their power is going to be, and that's going to be some crooked fuckers with a bunch of guns, man. If the shit goes down, get you guns and you own anything. These fuckers are gonna be a steamroll easy walk, man. It's pathetic.
Yeah, wow. if you're not armed to the teeth, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, y'all just keep your head on the swivel and be awake more during the nighttime than you are during the day. Because if they're gonna come snatching you, they're gonna come snatch you 3 a.m. when you least expect it. When you don't have your weapon on your side and your family's asleep. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Goody Mob was not bullshitting when they asked the question, who was that peeking in my window? God damn it. I'm just saying. So, go ahead, Prince.
No, I was just going to say, I've seen military helicopters lately over here. The real fucking big ones. Not the Blackhawks. What would you call them, Luke? The ones that you try to put 50 people on.
Yeah, you talking C-130.
Yeah, things are fucking massive. I saw it twice the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it. Hey, man, I mean,
and again, I'm not from the Scott Air Force Base, so.
Well, I mean, and then at the same time, that's kind of a diversion in some cases. That's what the people in your area are going to say. Oh, they just training. You damn right they're training. But you don't know what the hell they training for.
Yeah.
Sometimes the enemy ain't overseas, man. You would not believe how many
all that stuff that they were practicing for, you know, and all these different coups was for our own backyard.
Look, man, like I said, Fred, you have not heard from me for a while because I've been trying to figure out a way to make sure that I can communicate with who I need to communicate with under the radar. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a survivalist. I'm just saying I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, come on, man, if you take a look at these rallies, did you see what the fuck happened in Chicago the other night when Trump came through there?
Yeah,
who is to say
crazy.
That it won't go down like that? Who's to say it won't go down like that? Come on, man.
And it could be something as fucked up as a stupid political rally, too, to really kick shit off. Because think about it, man. That right there, that you're right, Luke.
You're right, Luke.
That could have been the jump start of the whole fucking thing.
Well, that could have been the tester to see, okay, what do we have to prepare for? Like, dude, I told you months ago, they do certain stuff to see how much they can punk the American public. To see how unprepared we are. I mean, like, come on, man. Nobody leaves their house in the morning expecting or having the mentality of saying, what am I going to do if the area that I'm in has an active shooter today? Maybe I'm crazy, but I think like that now, man. Too much shit is going on. And I want to die. I want to die under peaceful terms. I want to die in my sleep. Maybe I want to die after busting a beautiful nut and passing the hell out. I don't want to die behind some bullshit, man. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't
want
to.
I want motherfuckers at my funeral saying, I want motherfuckers at my funeral saying, my wife killed him, but she ain't killed him how you think. Like, what you talking about, man? Put that pussy on him and took him out. That's what I want motherfuckers saying, man. I'd rather die like that. I don't want to die going to the Walmart. Or going to the grocery store. Come on, man. That's that bullshit. But, I mean, so much nonsense is taking place in this country right now. Somebody's going to wild out in one of these parking lots because he just got in the car, realized he got a quarter tank of gas, and he done spent his last on them damn groceries. And he's sick of it. So somebody got to pay. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat. Everybody coming out of the grocery store just got laid down. Now I'm about to go lay down everybody in the grocery store and hit all these cash registers so I can feel better. Sound crazy, but I think like that. And I think that should have happened.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
everybody
yeah.
money
yeah.
fucked up. And we got fucked up politicians who's trying to make it harder for us to live.
Yeah, no one's talking about the financial struggle that's going on in the country right now. No one's talking about all the fucking... hardships and pharmaceutical.
They're too far removed,
Chris.
They're too far.
You don't hear nothing
about
pharmaceutical because they're the ones backing most of the politicians. They're fucking lobbyists.
Politicians are too. They're too far removed. Too far removed, man.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man. These guys. I mean, man, I heard a story about Daddy Bush. Damn, they're going crazy. When he went to a store and saw the self-serve, he hadn't been to a grocery store in that long. He's used to seeing the dude in the white open-collar shirt asking paper or plastic.
Yeah.
Do they even still make paper bags? I don't know if they even make paper goddamn bags for your groceries anymore. But he's so fucking far removed, he lost his mind, could not believe. You mean to tell me... I got to bag my own groceries? No, you don't have to, motherfucker. It's just a choice. You know what I'm saying? But that far
removed.
That
used to be the shit, man. You get some paint, make yourself into a robot. You remember that shit? Cut the hole out on the side and put your head through the top. What happened to that shit? Yeah, man, everything's gone, man. They're switching everything up. I remember
on,
when they
man.
Got rid of the bagger. That's what you call them.
Yeah.
This guy's a slow fucking bagger today. I wish he'd hurry
the
fuck
time,
up.
The last time he was at the grocery store, it was the supermarket, and you didn't pick your own groceries. You told the grocer what you wanted, and he bagged it for you because all the groceries were behind the counter. That's what he used to.
This was even back further, yeah.
Yeah, too far
removed.
He'd go
up there with a list. He'd go up to the counter with a list.
Yeah. The milk came in the glass bottle. You know what I'm talking about, man. The milkman came by the house every morning. He's too far removed.
There was pretzel rods on the counter, 5 cents a piece.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you say $7.50, you say $7.50 minimum wage to him, she's like, God damn, they're making all kind of money. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, man. They're too far removed, man. I mean, in a sense, you can't be sensitive to it because we live in this dirt every day. But these bastards, they don't know. Come on, man. Motherfuckers don't know.
They don't have a clue. Fucking clue.
No.
They're so far out of touch with reality. What about this? What about Obama, first president to set foot in Cuba for what? About 60 years? Something like that?
Man, listen. I don't see. I mean, some stuff is significant. He's had some highs in his presidency. He's had some changes in his presidency, but I mean, I don't know, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't trust none of them, man. I mean, because under the administrations that we've lived under, come on, man. I grew up in Reaganomics. I remember crack hitting my neighborhood, and prayers. I'm being real. I come from a neighborhood that really was trying to chase that American dream. My dad, subcontractor brick mason. His neighbor was a subcontractor electrician. His neighbor, subcontractor barber. You know, these people were people that had their own businesses, built their own homes out of their pockets, not going to the bank and getting loans. This is back when you could probably build a house for like $30,000 over the course of however long it took you to build it out of your pocket. You got what I'm saying? But then when crack hit my neighborhood, the sons of these fathers that had their own businesses, they wasn't going to fucking work. They're going to go work in South Carolina heat, putting some shingles on a roof in 100-degree heat when he could sit his ass on the porch and wait for the doctor to get off of work and buy $500 worth of crack that day? Come on. I seen that shit, dog. I seen dudes, I seen doctors coming on my street and buy their drugs for the weekend. Your fucking heart surgeon is a crackhead. Imagine that shit. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, you go to some of these doctor's offices and you look at these doctors that have been in practice for years. They don't have no soul when you look into their eyes. You can see it, they're fucking gone. I've seen guys that just look like, because they've put several thousand people to death over the course of their careers. And they have no heart. They're just cold-blooded fucking monsters. And a lot of them, too, they have these giant trophies from the pharmaceutical companies because they prescribed the most drugs that year. Doctors are evil as fuck, too. Man, I wonder who Trump would get for Surgeon General.
I don't know.
Some plastic surgeon.
I hope the people that's listening tonight.
Cigarette guy.
I hope the people that's listening
tonight. Joan Rivers, pussy for falling out.
I hope the people that's listening tonight is going, writing down this ammo to take to their people the rest of this week, man. Because I promise you, man, prayers. You wait till about September, man. You think it's stupid now? Wait. Just give them another 90 days, dude, and watch what takes place.
Yeah, it's gonna get really, really fucked up as it already is, but it's gonna get much, much worse, unfortunately. Trump has already declared, he said that, I think he said there's going to be massive violence if they block him at the GOP, so who knows what the fuck is going to happen with that. I still think he is put in place for two things. Number one, to kick off martial law, and number two, to ensure Hillary gets back into the White House. Now think about this. Bill Clinton will be the first man. The ex-president is going to be the first man.
You ain't shit if you're the first man. What are you?
What is Sim?
I got another internet bomber for y'all too, man. President Six, have y'all seen the Bill Clinton quarter?
No.
Google that shit.
Let me see this shit.
All right, the Bill Clinton quarter. It's probably a fucking heads and tails.
And check this out. And check this out. It is in circulation. The government didn't print it, but a private company printed it, and the quarter is in circulation.
Like the
Franklin Mint or something? Okay, Bill
really?
Clinton quarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. Did you see it, Six?
Circulation? The Arkansas Bill Clinton quarter?
Yeah,
yes,
there it
sir.
Is right there.
There it is right there.
Boy.
Well, you know, they used to, there was a Buffalo nickel. They turned it into type in hobo nickel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They used to put, like, a beard on the guy, put a cigar in his mouth, replace his feathers with old hats. Yeah, this is something.
I kind of want one. That's kind of dope. If your cord's getting, somebody getting blown, is that the one I'm looking at here?
Yeah.
Hey, look at this fucking quarter of Lincoln. Someone put Lincoln with a fucking skull. This is, I wouldn't mind this shit. Of course, I wouldn't spend it. I have to keep it as a souvenir.
Boy.
Real guys, man. Thank you for calling in, participating in tonight's episode. I appreciate it.
Most definitely.
Shout
brother.
Out to Skinny. Shout out to Elaine. Hopefully they're all good. What did you do last night? So you had the crackhead.
We had a wonderful crackhead. Lots of great stories. Participating in a Roman orgy and jerking off a dog. You know, good crackhead shit.
What the fuck?
Hey, we had a crackhead on last night. Anyway, he was fun.
Shit. Fucking Donald Trump shit, bro. That's exactly what he wants the rest of the country to be. Crackheads. Motherfuckers work for $10 and do $1,500 worth
crack.
Of work. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Well, hey, y'all. I got some moonshine to drink. So I'm going to holler back at y'all, man.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
All right,
take
see.
It easy.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. UGSforLife.com.
Peace.